Downtown area had a couple of minor fire bombings late this afternoon. Two small fires erupted shortly before 5 in two stores a block apart. Both touched off apparently at the same time. Bolts of material smoldering in the dry goods section. However, aside from some minor smoke damage, no loss. The area was quickly cordoned off by law enforcement officials. No immediate word on any arrests. The fires were at the Kresge store at 12th and Main, the Grant store 11th and Main. And also during the late afternoon, police were getting reports of scattered disturbances, some rock throwing incidents, several reports of caravans of young Negroes. A sniper shot was heard from atop the YMCA 10th and Oak. Officers quickly converged on the area, conducted a search, but found no one. Next, Kansas City ministers praise law enforcement officers in Kansas City. WHB News Time, 5:56.
Hello, this is Leon. Leon Morse on the phone at Classic Morse Chevrolet, 9201 Metcalf.
Sent a telegram today commending Kansas City leaders for their action during the recent civil unrest. The message cited Governor Warren Hearns, Police Chief Clarence Kelly, Mayor Ilas Davis, and the school superintendent, James Hazlett, for their concerted concern and forthright action in preventing greater disasters to the community during the days of unrest. Tonight's curfew in Kansas City, a curfew being adopted in numerous other adjoining areas, apparently will not interfere too greatly with religious observances. Good Friday and Passover services are still scheduled at many of the community's houses of worship. Police officials say those attending the services after the 7 o'clock deadline may be stopped. Once they show identification and explain their reason for being on the street, they will be allowed to continue to the church or synagogue and then back home again.